seen them use them. But they cut it and they bale it all at the same time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did, when you say when you were younger, when they cut it, did they ever put it in big...
Oh, yeah, stack it up.
Yeah?
They didn't bale it then. They just always kept it. And we used to do peanuts like that. That have a pole, just to stick a big old pole down in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just pile this up on there, and then it would dry. I don't guess way back. I can't remember too much about the hay was not baled. But I guess way back, long time ago, people didn't bale hay at all. I guess they had no way of baling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's the way they dried peanuts. They put the peanuts up on those stacks. They'd stack them on that pole. There would be stacks as high as that door. And then when they dried, they'd take them down and pull them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
And then comb one, you know. Have you ever seen shuck comb one and shell it? A corn sheller?
No, I...
Oh, we would grow it.
Mm-hmm.
We would plant the corn and gather it and shuck it. And then we'd have the corn, the thing that shelled it. We would have to take the shucks off by hand.
Mm-hmm.
But then you put it in this corn sheller and it shelled the corn. And then we would send it to mill and have meal made out of it.
What did you call it, that hairy stuff that was on... corn, you know, when you take...
Isn't that the husk?
Well, I mean, if you
silk.
Take... Oh, that's
silk.
Good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used to...
That's what you go by when the corn is... When your fresh corn is ready to cut now and have corn, you know, to eat in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's you go by the... If that's dead... Then your corn is ready to, if it turns brown, then your corn is ready to pull and cut off and cook.
Mm-hmm. Is that silk that comes out of the top of the corn stalk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it comes out of the end of that ear.
Oh,
mm-hmm. But now there's a tassel.
Oh,
That's what the corn, that's what that thing is up in the top of it. That corn stalk is, it's called the tassel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What is that for? Is it just...
I don't know, that's just a...
Like
I would think that it would be something like a bloom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like the flower of it,
I guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did, you know, in the house that you lived in when you were on a farm, did you ever have a room that, you know, you store your food in?
Oh, yes. Pantry.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes. We had pantries and all the kitchens had pantries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every chef in there just lined, and then we had smoke houses where
really?
The meat was. Uh-huh. You killed his hogs, and you hung them up in these smoke houses that would be rafters in life, and that you had leather strings that you would you stick a hole through maybe the down next to the shoulder bone right
mm-hmm.
at the end,
mm-hmm.
and you'd hang them up in there, and then you would build a fire of hickory.
Oh,
that's
really?
What you smoked them with hickory smoke, but you just had that just enough fire to have just a smoke. You would never let it come to a blaze, and that would go on for weeks and weeks, and then that meat would be cured.
Oh, I didn't know.
Uh huh. That's the way you cure your meat, and you're talking about something good. Oh, that's much better than the way they cure. Now it's artificial.
Oh, it is.
You know what they have now is liquid. They don't, now this, I don't think you could buy anything that's smoked now. It's liquid smoke that they put on it now.
No, I thought they smoked them all, you know.
No, I wouldn't, that you don't see, well, out, just way out in the deep south and out in the,